It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Evers has signed two bills into law that are designed to advance the state's investment in nuclear power. Together, the new laws will identify a location in the state to build a nuclear power plant and create a board to advance nuclear power and fusion technology. So what do these developments mean for Wisconsin's energy future? For that, we turn to Paul Wilson, a professor of nuclear engineering and chair of the Department of Nuclear Engineering and Engineering Physics at UW-Madison. Paul, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks, Kate. It's great to be here.
You have long supported the growth of nuclear energy here in Wisconsin. What stands out to you about these new laws?
I think the new laws are a great step forward for the state to be exploring more nuclear energy. The one about the siting, we'll have the Public Service Commission identify maybe a variety of sites and look for what the characteristics might be for a good site for new nuclear power plants. It could be something like the Kewaunee Station that used to have a nuclear power plant.
Which is decommissioned.
Which is now has been shut down for about 10 or 12 years and is currently being decommissioned. It also could be transitioning from coal plants to nuclear. As we shut down coal plants, a lot of infrastructure at those sites may be suitable to help support and make it easier to build a new nuclear power plant there. So I think that's one of the major things that I'm excited about. The other piece of legislation creates this nuclear board at the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, and with the hopes to host a summit here in a couple of years, a global nuclear summit.
2028.
2028. I think the legislation points to our new engineering building as a place to hold that summit. But the meat of that is really about finding a way to connect Wisconsin manufacturing into the supply chain for nuclear energy fission technology as we're building today, but also evolving and emerging fusion energy technology. And so there's a lot of manufacturing capacity historically and today in Wisconsin, and figuring out how they can be part of what we hope will be a rapidly expanding need for supply chain.
Rapidly expanding need. When you look at the Public Service Commission's most recent strategic energy assessment, nuclear energy accounted for about 16% of the energy generated by Wisconsin electric providers in 2023. What is the potential for nuclear power in our state's future energy mix?
There's a lot of opportunity for more nuclear in this state. If you look at nationally, it's about 20%. It used to be 20% here in Wisconsin before Kewaunee was shut down. You look at some of the leaders that people think about in France, where it's 75%. Ontario and in Canada is very heavily nuclear. Some states in this country have a lot of nuclear energy. So there's a lot of opportunity in Wisconsin, particularly because we're still relying pretty heavily on coal and natural gas for electricity in Wisconsin compared to some of the other states.
Thinking about those other states, according to the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, there are 94 licensed nuclear power plants nationwide, 11 being in Illinois. What can Wisconsin learn from Illinois about building nuclear power?
Illinois built all those nuclear power plants some time ago. Most of the nuclear power
would
plants...
Would be like 1970s? 80s?
All but two nuclear power plants operating in the country today started their construction in the 1970s. Including the two still operating in Wisconsin at Point Beach. There's a lot of new things to learn about building nuclear power plants. The most recent place to do it was in Georgia. Two nuclear power plants went online in the last couple of years down there. There were some big lessons that we learned there. I think if you look at what it takes to support nuclear energy, Illinois has made some big steps recently, in particular, including nuclear in their clean energy credit program. They actually went through a period where there were challenges to keeping some of their nuclear power plants open, and across their government, bipartisan, said it wouldn't make sense to shut these down and start burning more fossil fuels. And so how do we make sure that we include them in the right programs so that we can keep this low-carbon technology operating?
What would be a roadblock to keeping a nuclear power plant going?
For the last 10 years or so, it's been economic challenges that come from very cheap natural gas. Starting in the late 2010s or late 2000s, 2008 or so, when hydrofracking became the main way we get natural gas prices plummeted and have stayed low. There was a blip around the time of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It went up a little bit, but it's back down again. And so cheap natural gas is the real competition financially. But it's also very volatile. because most of its cost comes from what the natural gas costs, and we don't know what that's going to be in the future.
And nuclear energy, nuclear power has a more consistent cost?
Yeah, the vast share of the cost of nuclear energy comes from building the plant. And so once it's built, you have a pretty good idea of what your costs are going to be. They may be slightly higher than the cheapest natural gas power plant, but it doesn't emit anything into the atmosphere, carbon or otherwise, and so it comes with those benefits.
Ballpark, what does it cost to build one of these?
Depends how big you're building it. You know, we sort of, if you're building a big 1,000 megawatt power plant or even bigger, the ones that are built in Georgia were that size. They came in pretty expensive. But it's the first time we've done it in 20 years. What do we expect that to be? We expect that might be a $10 billion with a B investment. Those large power plants, you know, there's a big price tag to get it going, but it's pretty cheap to operate and keep it running once you do that.
We're talking about nuclear power after Governor Evers signed two bills designed to advance nuclear energy in the state. Paul Wilson is here, the Granger Professor of Nuclear Engineering and Chair of the Department of Nuclear Engineering and Engineering Physics at UW-Madison. Paul, there are safety concerns from people who live in states with these nuclear power plants. Is it safe to live near one of these plants?
It's very safe to live near them. In fact, you know, while certainly people have concerns, the communities that host nuclear power plants tend to be the most favorable. The highest favorability of nuclear energy comes from those communities. Those communities are familiar. They live next door to people who operate and work at the power plant. It gives them a different sense of confidence because they know the people and can build some trust around with people. If you look at nuclear energy historically, there have been a few major accidents. But for the most part, the track record of nuclear energy is pretty good. When you compare it to other energy technologies, the health impacts, both from regular operation, which, you know, coal and natural gas putting out pollutants into the atmosphere is got regular, you know, it's got health impacts from day-to-day regular operation, but also from accident kind of situations. If you look at accidents in mining coal, accidents in, natural gas explosions and things like that, it's much more dangerous to have that infrastructure in our society than it is to have nuclear energy.
So as the Public Service Commission studies potential sites, what will they consider? What might they be judging in these potential sites?
I think there's a lot of factors to consider. I mentioned a few at the beginning. One of them is access to the infrastructure to connect it to the grid. If you look at this part of the country and many parts of the country, one of the biggest obstacles to any new electricity technology going online is power lines and the other infrastructure that's needed to connect it to the grid. And this is one of the reasons the coal to nuclear transition is so exciting. The Department of Energy under President Biden did a big report looking at sites across the country and identified a handful in Wisconsin that might be suitable for transitioning from coal to nuclear because they have that infrastructure. They also have a workforce that, as a coal plant is being shut down, there's a workforce that could quite easily be retrained to work in a nuclear power plant. And then after that, you've got to look at some of the environmental circumstances, primarily cooling water. Lake shores in Wisconsin provide a good source of cooling water, particularly large lakes, the Great Lakes. Otherwise, if it's on a river, it would probably need to have cooling towers. And then you've got other questions about, you know, can you consume the water from those rivers and still have enough river flow for the other needs of the community and the ecosystem?
Let's stop there on the environmental point. Radioactive waste is a byproduct from nuclear reactors. It's hazardous, very hazardous. How would Wisconsin handle getting rid of nuclear waste and the spent reactor fuel?
Right. Used nuclear fuel is, you know, one of the big stumbling blocks for expansion of nuclear energy. Right now, all the used nuclear fuel that's generated is stored at the reactor sites where it was generated for the time being. The good news is it's a very small quantity. One of the best things about nuclear energy is that it's so dense, energy dense, that we don't need very much fuel and we don't produce very much fuel. To put that in context, if you take all the used nuclear fuel generated in this country ever, it would fit in Camp Randall Stadium about 25 feet high. Another measure, if you got all of your energy from nuclear energy for your entire life, then your personal contribution would be but one soda can's worth of used nuclear fuel. So that scale makes it a real benefit. The other thing is that it's solid, contained material. So unlike emissions to the environment or to the water, to the watershed, it's pretty easy to track. We have ID numbers on all of it. We know where it is. We can log it. And so over century timescales, it's very easy waste product to manage. The challenge we're facing in this country still is what we do with it beyond that over the longer time frame. Other countries have made more progress. The political economic makeup of this country makes it a little more challenging than some other countries. I think the best place to look for comparison is Canada, which has a lot of similar, technical and political challenges that we have here. And they've cited their first underground repository and are looking to start looking for their second.
I want to understand a little bit what's driving this, because there are these massive power needs on the horizon from these yet-to-be-built data centers. Is that pushing us toward nuclear power?
I think that that's some of the push right now, to be sure. In the last two or three years, there's been a lot of focus on that energy demand growth. There's other kinds of electrification that we anticipate, electric vehicles. Electrification is often the easiest way to decarbonize industry, and that's going to increase demand as well. But these data centers are really we just heard in the last news segment about that. And so I think that's driving it a lot, and states around the country don't want to be left out of that game. And so I think what's created the interest at our legislature is making sure that this state is prepared for energy growth if they need it. I would say, in my opinion, our legislature has not paid a lot of attention to energy for some time. And so it's refreshing to see them looking at it with whatever solutions they want to explore, because I think our clean energy future is an important thing to be thinking about.
Paul, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Paul Wilson is the Granger Professor of Nuclear Engineering and Chair of the Department of Nuclear Engineering and Engineering Physics at UW-Madison. We've been talking about recently signed bills that are new efforts to bring more nuclear power online here in Wisconsin.